Okay, and this is an article here on how what we term as God and the devil, they're backwards. And I highly recommend that you do some research online concerning this to prove it to yourself. I mean, this is just, anyway. Evil Jehovah. Few people study the occult to any real depth. Misinformation and confusion are what most people have. Satanism has been applied to many different things, mainly anything that represents the cultural concept of evil, which is different in each culture. On one hand, pagan practices have been labeled as satanic, even though the Christian churches stole and altered them for their own uses. Then, on the other hand, we have the grimoires and black books. In truth, these are not of Satanism. The Jewish God Yahweh Jehovah, his angels, and his Nazarene are used in works of black magic and forcing demons to appear. The Key of Solomon is a prime example of a Jewish written grimoire, which nearly all are. And I want to interject here, the Jewish God, the Nazarene, and all that crap, they're fictitious. But what they are, in reality, they're powerful thought forms, number one, and number two, they're a collection of alien extraterrestrials that hate humanity. Okay, here we go. The sorcerer or operator, usually a Jew or a rabbi, in preparation, goes through a preparatory period of fasting, celibacy, prayers to Yahweh Jehovah. When the operation is performed, this can include living blood sacrifice of animals or human beings as dictated in the Old Testament of the Bible, quote, and thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of thy Lord, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. And this quote's from Deuteronomy 12:27. The operator casts a 9-foot circle and places a triangle off to the side of the enclosed circle for a demon to be forced into to appear. Okay, and at the end of this here, I'm going to give several links to online grimoires for further research and study. Okay, here's an excerpt from the grimoire of Libellus Magicus, a 19th century manuscript of conjurations. The John G. White Collection, transcribed and edited by Stephen J. Zeitz, Veris Jesuitarium Libellus, or The True Magical Work of the Jesuits, containing most powerful charges and conjurations for all evil spirits of whatever state, condition, or office they are, and a most powerful and approved conjuration of the spirit Uriel, to which is added Cyprian's invocations of angels, and his conjuration of the spirits guarding hidden treasure, together with a form of their dismissal. Paris, 1508. Passan anno adventionis Christi, 1571. And this is what they do, and they call upon their angels, which are evil extraterrestrials out there that are human-hating, and here we go. This is what the Jesuits do, just some of it. Okay, I mean, they're just evil. This is the black book used by the Catholic Order of the Jesuits, Society of Jesus. Hear what they say. I, and then they state their name, servant of God, do conjure, cite, and exorcise thee, O Spirit, by the 5 most holy wounds of Jesus Christ, by his flesh and blood, by his torments and passion, by his life and death, and by the precious drops of blood which he has shed for the salvation and sanctification of the human race, by his anguish and distress, and by the most holy and terrible words, Soter plus Choma plus Gino plus Jehovah plus Elohim plus Rilach, i.e. Velaach, plus Devach, i.e. Divach, plus Elvach, plus Elrulam, plus Stopiel, plus Zophiel, plus Jophiel, plus Fabriel, plus Elophoi, i.e. Elopha, plus Elisamus, i.e. Elisamus, plus Diphrid, Mabach, i.e. Malach, and plus by the words by which Solomon, Manasses, Agrippa, and Cyprian called together the spirits, and even as Jesus Christ sent from him his spirit and delivered it up unto the hands of his heavenly Father, so do I command thee that thou appearest without delay and comest before me in a most beautiful, affable, and human form, and bring to me out of the spiritual abyss without doing injury to me, without tumult, without thunder, without tempest, without fear, and without trembling, and place before this circle, and this circle I command thee by the deity and humanity of Jesus Christ, amen, to discharge the spirits. Now I command and charge thee, evil spirit, thou shalt bring to me immediately that which I commanded thee, and thou shalt depart from the circle, abstaining from all noise, terror, tumult, and ill savior, sick, okay, which is, if thou dost not, I will punish thee, both in body and in soul, abstaining from all evil to any creature or thing, and depart immediately to the place which the justice of God hath set apart for you. Depart from my sight, thou cursed spirit. This I command thee in the name and virtue, potency and power of the most holy Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Behold the cross of the Lord. Fly to the adverse parts. The lion of the tribe of Judah, of the root of David, conquers. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Hasten now, bring to me what I desire, and depart from this circle, by virtue of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by virtue of his words, sick, which cause the earth to tremble. In his name, and by his power, I command thee, that thou dost immediately, and without delay, withdraw thy accursed presence from my sight. By virtue of the words of Messias, Soter, Emmanuel, Zeboat, Adonai, Hagios Ho, Thes, i.e. Theos, Ishrios, Ethanatos, Elizon, Hymnos, Tetragrammaton, our Lord Jesus Christ, by that most holy name I constrain, thee I force, thee I compel, thee and urge and confine to thee, the place to which the justice of God hath sent thee, therefore recede immediately and continually, neither return hither again unless I do call thee. This I command by the uncreated Father, by the uncreated Son, by the uncreated Holy Spirit, below the cross of the Lord, by sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, by virtue of the holy water, by the virtue and power of the Most High, shalt disperse thee, thou evil spirit. The Word is made flesh and dwells amongst us. Amen. Now, I'm just saying here that this was taken from a grimoire that the Jesuits use. And before the demons were freed, they used to call up Jews, rabbis, Jesuits, all this filthy scum. They called up our demons, our gods, to like be their bitches. And because our gods lost a war, it's like they had to bring them money or whatever. I mean, and it also bled over into our people, because we're all like a part of the same thing. I'm talking about our gods, our pagan gods and our Gentile people, the way they've been using us for centuries, and this all bleeds over. And this is what they do. And a lot of people think they're benevolent and all this. I mean, they're just totally deluded. I mean, the Catholic Church and the Vatican, I mean, along with the Jewish rabbis and the Jews and stuff, is the most evil institution and corrupt institution on the face of this earth. Okay, it says, to clarify things for people who in truth have no idea what real Satanism is, Aleister Crowley was not a Satanist. Satanists do not establish abusive relationships with demons who are the original pagan gods, nor do they pray to Yahweh, Jehovah, or his Nazarene. Okay, now what you need to do here, here are links to online grimoires for further research. You can type into a search engine, okay, the Key of Solomon, and another one's The Sacred Magic of Abermelin the Mage, and another one is Ars Notoria, The Notary Art of Solomon. And you need to read some of these, and you can see spirit abuse and out there, like our the extraterrestrials. Warfare isn't like bombs and guns and stuff like that. It's spiritual. They use their minds, and the Jews, by destroying all the spiritual knowledge that our original pagan religions had when the Jews infested this earth, invaded it. It's a tactic, a very powerful tactic of spiritual warfare, because in the Gentile populace, almost all the Gentile populace, few people have any real strong intuition or sixth sense to where they can see the enemy and see the Jewish enemy alien soul that they have. So it's like, you know, a Jew disappears like as another white person, and the Jews are also in all races, so it's not just white. But they can't see it. And we don't have any power to speak of. And as for, again, getting back to the sixth sense, people are trained to just ignore it, a lot of them. So it's like we're at a huge disadvantage. And not only are we at a huge disadvantage, but most Gentiles have been pouring in their psychic energies, misguided faith and compassion, and everything into these Jewish programs. They're just paying for the damnation. So it's important to get educated. I can't go into all these grimoires like in audio sermons here, but I gave you The Key of Solomon, The Sacred Magic of Abramelin the Mage, Ars Notoria, The Notori Art of Solomon, and also I want to add, Aleister Crowley delved into this stuff, and I believe he was like a pioneer. He didn't know what he was doing, because I'm just telling you, back then, they did not have the internet. I mean, he was in the early 19th century. They did not have the internet or anything back then, or books available like they have here in the United States. I mean, you can practically get anything if you really look for it. This was not available. Christianity just completely dominated everything. And I think that he was led down the wrong path because of a lack of information. I read his biography. I know a little bit about him, I mean, you know, from reading. And he was a Gentile, he wasn't a Jew. And he was, like I said, a victim of Christianity, and it really cost him